You are listening to Sermon Snippets with Max Taylor, where we exposit God's Word and apply its instruction to our everyday lives. As we study God's Word, we are learning truth that corrects our thinking, meets our needs, and teaches us more about Christ. Here's your host, Max Taylor.
This is our season finale for our study in the book of Daniel. We've been going at this for now 54 episodes going through the book of Daniel, and the whole time the theme has been that the Most High ruleth. And hopefully that's the big takeaway, is that in every aspect of Daniel's life and every vision that he was able to interpret and every trial he faced, he and his friends, whether that be the lion's den or his friends in the fiery furnace, God was in control. And that's really what we should take away from this study in Daniel. And today we end on such an encouraging note about our future. So if you have your Bible there, go ahead and open it up to Daniel chapter 12. We're going to begin reading in verse 5. This is the conclusion to the book and a really encouraging lesson for us today from our perspective. And the thought here that I want us to take away is that the saved shall understand. And we're going to see that come out here as we read these closing verses of this major prophet, the last major prophet, book of Daniel, before it transitions to the minor prophets, beginning with Hosea. So if you're there, just look down at Daniel chapter 12, verse 5. And it says, "Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, 'How long shall it be to the end of these wonders?'" Speaking of the events that were displayed in the earlier vision in chapter 11, speaking of the conclusion in the opening verses of chapter 12, this is still kind of coming off of that final vision that God gave to Daniel. So this individual asks, "How long shall it be to the end of these wonders?" Verse 7, "And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished." What an amazing verse that is, that time, as we've always known it, human history, all of these things will reach this culmination and it'll be finished. It'll be over. That's amazing, just that thought there. Verse 8, it says, "And I heard, but I understood not." So Daniel at this point is a little confused. He's not sure what this answer means, you know, the time and times and a half. And it says, "I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall the end of these things, or what shall be the end of these things?" And he said, "Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days." And that's the end of the book of Daniel. Those are the last verses that we read. And so let's kind of unpack it a little bit and then see really the application for ourselves as we conclude this book of prophecy. So Daniel, he's wondering about the end of these things. So he's seen these visions that describe the last days, this final battle that comes against Israel, and how God is victorious, and then all the challenges that lead up to that time with the Antichrist and all these events. And so he's wondering about the time frame. Because as it says, at the end of this, this is the culmination of human history, all these things shall be finished. So he's wondering, when will this take place? You know, and the question is raised two times. It's raised twice, but both times the answer isn't really given as to when all these things will be finished, but instead it's given as to how long after the abomination of desolation that is set up from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. So the time frame that's given is not necessarily the original question that was asked. And that's that way for a reason. That's on purpose, because as verse 9 says, he basically says, "Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end." And so that could be discouraging, you know, saying that Daniel was basically not given a straightforward answer. He wasn't given the answer to what he was wondering. And that is basically how it is in our own lives. A lot of times when we are going through a situation, or when we are faced with a question or wondering about something, something doesn't make sense to us, we may go to God and ask him, and we're not given the answer right then and there in the moment. That happens a lot. The fact that we don't understand God's plan as it's unfolding live around us. Just as Daniel in this situation, he was given this vision. He's told, you know, at the end of days, Michael will stand up and fight for Israel, you know, and then that eternity is going to come right after that. And he's wondering, you know, about the time frame. And he's not given a clear answer. It wasn't something that he was going to understand right then. But the good news is, we will understand finally. We will understand ultimately, someday in the future. There is coming a day, as the song says, by and by we will understand God's plan. We will look back and be able to see what God was doing. And see, that is a hope that we have that the lost person doesn't have. Because as verse 10 says, it says, "Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly." In other words, the wicked are just going to continue in their lifestyle. And it says, "None of the wicked shall understand." They will not have an eternal perspective on what human history is all about. They won't understand the big picture of what God's will has been orchestrating throughout human history. But the wise, it says at the end of verse 10, the wise shall understand. And who are the wise? Well, Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, it says, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." The wise is the saved, those that are saved, the saints of God. And this comes after what's already been said in chapter 12, all these things, which speaks of Israel's conversion, speaks of the completion of the time of Jacob's trouble. And then these wise, which is describing believers, they will understand. And then ultimately, he says to Daniel specifically, "You will stand in thy lot at the end of the days." Speaking of the millennial kingdom of eternity, God has a plan for him to have a position, to have an office, a lot, in the end of days. So God's plan for him continues, and that's just the hope that we have of continuing to serve God and eventually understanding God's plan. And it reminds me of a passage in Revelation chapter 10. And I want to actually read this. Revelation chapter 10, very similar, although this would be the Apostle John that saw this vision here, as it's given in Revelation chapter 10, starting in verse 1. He says, "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth." So very similar description here. Verse 3, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. So again, there's a limitation on this message, that it's not for people to know right now. From where we sit in the New Testament, we do not know what those seven thunders uttered. But someday we will, when this is all completed, when history has completely unfolded, we will understand that. And it goes on to say as much here. So in verse 5, it continues, and the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. So again, the end of time. Verse 7, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants the prophets. So it's speaking of a time very much like Daniel chapter 12, where mystery, there would be no more mystery. There will be no more veiling of God's plan. The mystery will be finished. No more mystery. No more sealed visions, no more hidden interpretations for the saved, not for the lost. But we, as God's saints, we will know God, first of all, and we will know God's ways. And I'm going to turn to another verse here, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It's just such an encouragement to end this book of prophecy, speaking of what we will know, you know, that we will not have anything lacking when we are with God. 1 Corinthians 13 speaks of this very same thing. The last couple verses, it says, starting in verse 9, he says, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. That is very true. That's what Paul was telling the church at Corinth. We know in part, we prophesy in part. We know these facts, but they're like shadows, you know, incomplete. And it says in verse 10, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. So now we see in part, you know, we interpret scripture. We have the huge benefit of having God's word, but someday we will see God face to face, not just reading in God's word, not just having fellowship with him in prayer and in our times of devotion, but we will see our Savior face to face, and we will know even as also we are known. And that's a benefit. That's the application for us, is that now God is showing us things by his word, but many things are still hidden, you know, such as the thunders, such as some of the prophecies that are still sealed, that we still don't fully understand. There are still mysteries of God. There always have been, specifically to Israel, some things to the church. Some things are just hidden to us now, just in general. We don't know all of the New Testament teaching. We know enough to live our life, but one day we will know and understand completely, even as also we are known. So take that as an encouragement to the saved, that you will someday understand fully.
Thank you for listening to Sermon Snippets. If this Bible study is a help to you, consider downloading the weekly episodes or sharing this podcast with a friend. Until next time, remember that God's Word is perfect, and it's everything you need to live for Him.